At least 100 Tiger Bay Club members packed the room at the Hilton in Largo to hear Congressman Bill Young speak. Young, a Republican, represents Florida's 10th District, parts of Pinellas County. He has held his seat in the U.S. House of Representatives for 40 years and is a former chair of the Appropriations Committee. One of the first contentious issues he addressed was the federal budget. According to the Treasury Department, national debt is more than $12 trillion. Young said the solution is simple. The U.S. needs to start paying back its debt.
The federal budget has got to be dealt with. We got to balance the budget. We have to start paying down some of the debt. Politically, for years in my campaigns, I have been criticized and condemned by the people out of Washington who hand down the material to use against me for voting against this one, that one, that one, and every. They would have you believe I vote against everybody. As a matter of fact, I did have the privilege, as Dr. Paulson said, of serving as chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. The last balanced budget of this country of ours was during my chairmanship. We have not had a balanced budget since. And if things go the way they are going in Washington, we're not going to have another balanced budget, but we better do something.
Healthcare reform has been an increasingly hot issue between Democrats and Republicans over the past several months. Young said he is against the healthcare reform bills that passed the House and the Senate.
Well, I don't see a lot of positive things about the health care plan as passed by the Senate or by the House of Representatives. There are some things in the issue of health care that we support and we'd like to see become part of the program. But we do not want the federal government taking over the health program. But they won't let us work with them.
And the member of Congress said he is not pleased with the way the House majority leaders are trying to get their health care reform plans passed.
We have not had access to any of the meetings that the leadership of the Congress, and you understand, this is the fourth year the Democrats have controlled the Congress, House, and the Senate. We are not only not invited to those meetings where those decisions are made, we are excluded from those meetings. The president has said, we want you all to be part of it. But when they go behind closed doors, we're locked out. You know, Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, is my friend, early on when we started to complain about this process, her remarks were, we won the election. Get over it. It's not the way I see it. You will not find a Republican or a Democrat in the House of Representatives who were there when I was chairman of the Appropriations Committee with any complaints that I kept them out, that I wouldn't allow them to participate, that we didn't have open meetings. We had all of that. If the majority party would let us be part of it, there are many things that we do agree with, which would be a good start in solving the problem.
Tension over health care reform has further increased since the election of U.S. Republican Senator Scott Brown in Massachusetts. Brown is a staunch opponent of health care reform, and his election can prevent the passage of the bill. Brown's victory was the third major loss for Democrats in statewide elections since Obama became president. Republicans won governor's seats in Virginia and New Jersey in November. Hinting at his possible run for re-election in 2010, Congressman Young said he expects the people will be elected a lot more Republicans in the future.
Well, you might have the idea that things are going to be pretty exciting this next year because it is an election year. And both parties are going to be looking for success. And for some of my friends who are really thinking that we're on the wrong track by being somewhat conservative and by trying to save the government of the people's money, I have three words for them. Virginia, New Jersey, Massachusetts. The people are taking back their government. The people are taking over.
State Senator Charlie Justice is a Democratic candidate for Young's congressional seat in the 2010 election. 39-year-old Justice from St. Petersburg is 40 years Young's junior, but he has 3 decades less experience. Young has yet to announce that he will run for re-election. WMNF asked Young what his plans are.
Oh, well, you know, I was waiting for that question to be asked for the audience, and I'm not really prepared to make that statement today. I did sort of hint at it that I just have always thought it was too early. I don't like a long political campaign, and so I try to keep the political season as short as possible. But this is the political year, so won't be too long. I'll be doing what I usually always do and let people know what I'm going to do.
Both Young and his wife Beverly, who wore a Support the Troops shirt at the meeting, have promoted better veteran care. And on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, Young said things are looking up. Last week, the last Marine unit vacated Iraq, but he said the war is not over yet.
The last Marine unit stood down last week, and they are finished in Iraq. And so we are seeing success. Total success? No, there were some big bombings yesterday in and around Baghdad. These folks like to kill. They like to kill each other. They want to kill us. But understand, they want to kill themselves. That's one thing. But if they want to kill us, they want to kill Americans. That's something else. And we are not going to allow that to happen. Protecting Americans is our responsibility.
More information about Congressman Bill Young's stance on health care and other issues can be found on his website at house.gov/young. For WMNF News, in Pinellas County, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.